Let me tell you about Margaret, a 58-year-old accountant from Phoenix who attended one of my workshops last year. She raised her hand during the Q&A session, her voice shaking slightly as she spoke. "Dr. Harrison," she said, "I've wanted to be a photographer my entire life. I have boxes of cameras, thousands of photos I've taken over the decades. My family thinks it's just a hobby, but it's more than that. It's who I am inside. The problem is, I'm almost 60. Isn't it too late to start over?" I looked at Margaret, really looked at her, and I saw something I've seen in hundreds of people over 50. Someone asking for permission to live their authentic life. Someone who believed that because society had convinced them their productive years were behind them, their dreams had expired along with their youth. "Margaret," I said, "let me ask you something. If you were guaranteed to live to 90, which statistically you very well might, would you rather spend the next 30 years doing work that drains you or work that feeds your soul?" The room went silent. Margaret's eyes filled with tears. "But what about my retirement savings? What about health insurance? What about people thinking I've lost my mind?" "What about the fact that you'll never be this young again?" I countered. "What about the fact that right now, today, you have more experience, more wisdom, and more confidence than you've ever had in your life?" 6 months later, Margaret sent me a photo, not of herself, but one she'd taken of a sunrise over the Grand Canyon. It was published in National Geographic's online gallery. At 58, she was finally becoming who she was meant to be. Here's what I need you to understand. The voice in your head telling you it's too late? That's not wisdom speaking. That's fear. That's a society that profits from convincing you your best years are behind you. That's the lie that keeps you small, keeps you safe, and keeps you from discovering what you're truly capable of. The truth is this. You are entering the most powerful phase of your life. Your children are grown or growing up fast. Your mortgage may be paid off or close to it. You've survived divorce, death, career setbacks, health scares, and financial challenges. You've been tested by life and proven your resilience. You know who you are and what matters to you in a way that 20-somethings can only dream of. So why are you still waiting for permission? Let me give you the 3-step framework I call the permission protocol, and I want you to start implementing this today, not next week, not next month, but today. Step 1, the audit. Take 15 minutes right now and write down 3 things you've always wanted to do, but haven't because you thought you were too old, too set in your ways, or too late to the game. Don't censor yourself. Write down the photography business, the pottery classes, the novel you've been carrying in your head for 20 years, the trip to Italy, the decision to go back to school, everything. Step 2, the reality check. For each item on your list, ask yourself this question. If I started today, where could I realistically be in 2 years? Not where you'll be if everything goes perfectly, but where you'll be if you make steady, consistent progress. Margaret didn't become Ansel Adams overnight, but in 2 years, she went from weekend hobbyist to published photographer with her own gallery showing. Step 3, the permission slip. Here's the part that changes everything. I want you to write yourself a permission slip. Yes, literally. Take a piece of paper and write, "I, your name, give myself permission to pursue your dream, regardless of what anyone else thinks, regardless of my age, and regardless of my fear of failure. I deserve to spend my remaining years becoming who I was meant to be." Sign it. Date it. Put it where you'll see it every day. Because here's what Margaret discovered, and what thousands of my clients have discovered. The only permission you've ever needed was your own.